Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
When we come into union with Christ, what happened to Christ is credited to have happened to us. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also were raised into a newness of life. So he says, now we should walk in the newness of life.
I will no longer die to what he died to. Because he died, I'm no longer in my sins. Because he died, I can never be sick. Because he died, I can never be poor. Because he died, I can never be under a curse. Because he died, I can never be a prey to the fowler. My soul has escaped through his blood.
Step into the world of infinite possibilities as you listen to Pastor David Ibichukwu today.
Worship him, lift your hands, fix your eyes on him alone and sing that song to him. Forget about everything else. Wherever you are, if you're watching from any part of the world, forget about everything else. Lift those hands, lift those hands, lift your voice, sing it from the depths of your heart. Lebrande zundelibre gebaro shandelabragatea. Father, we bless you. Father, we bless you. The Lord said I should tell you. He spoke to me now. He said I should tell us. What if I ask my servant to close the service now? If you came here with an expectation, if you came here believing for a miracle, the way you fixed your heart worshiping him, will you have received it? Take your eyes off men. There are some of you that you are waiting for when Pastor David will now start prophesying, when Pastor David will now start praying for you. Who is the one who does the miracles? Is it not wisdom to keep your eyes on him and him alone, to worship him and exalt him? Is it not wisdom? From whom do you receive your miracles? This service is themed worship and miracles. The miracles are in the worship. That's the anointing on this service. Most of the things that will be happening in this service will be perfected in this moment of worship. I'm telling you. Just lift your voice and just focus on Jesus and worship him. Command your body to worship. Command your mind to be disciplined. They belong to you. Push beyond the clouds of the mundane. Push beyond the veil of the ordinary, the veil of worldliness. Push beyond it. Push beyond it. Le inderica. Le prendo sunde l'incredesh. For God is a spirit, and we who worship him, we worship him in spirit and in truth. And the Holy Spirit is dwelling within us. That same Holy Spirit, Kaleia, is stirring us up to worship. That same Holy Spirit is flowing within us. Ipare katosha, as we worship, the power of God, dynamic working within us as we worship. Lebre de zunde libre gatai. Lebre de calls the day. To you, Lord. To you, our hearts we raise. To you, our voices we raise. To you, our hands we raise. To you, our songs we raise. You alone. You alone. No one else but you. No one else but you. Lebo sayagato shagata. Lebregedo sande libregabalota. Legarosa. Libregedo sinde libregata. Lebregalosa kata. Lebregaitosa. Libregebonde sunde inga. Lebregato shakata. Lebregezanda. As we are worshipping, arrows of darkness are returning back to sender. I hear the Lord as we are worshiping. Arrows of darkness returns back to sender. Fiery darts are quenched. Fiery darts of the enemy are quenched in the name of Jesus.
Lebrede soteya, lebregataya la barato shagata. Eye monekaya, librei karus, imbredeza, lebaya gadosh, librege borinde kata, lebrande sende libregadesha, librege bor, lebregada baya katosh, imalondeza, libregadosa yegadabaha. Aya. To God must have, must I your hands up again. Most high.
Most high.
God.
God
of heavens. Most high.
Most high. Ruler of the earth.
Most high.
Most high.
You reign forever. Father, we bless you this evening, and we worship you from the depths of our hearts. May our songs and may our praise be a sacrifice pleasing to your heart, a sweet fragrance, a wonderful aroma. For it is through your Son Jesus Christ, our high priest and the apostle of our faith, and in his name alone, we praise your holy name. Our eyes are on you, Lord. No one else but you. Our faith is in you, Lord. No one else but you. Thank you for the ministry of your Holy Spirit, walking in our hearts and walking that which is pleasing in your sight, walking in us to will and to do for your good pleasure. Thank you for the light of the revelations of your word, that we may worship in truth. Thank you for revealing yourself through your Son Jesus and through the ministry of the Spirit in our hearts. To you be all the glory. Therefore today, our hearts are open to receive your word, and as your word goes forth, show yourself strong. Manifest your arm of salvation. Manifest your arm of deliverance. Show forth your strength, and by your mighty power, let all your enemies be submitted to you. Thank you. I receive of you such unction to function with accuracy and precision, and such utterance to speak as your very oracle. I give you praise For grace is poured out in our hearts, and testimonies abound in the fullness of the blessings of your word. As this word goes forth today, our lives will never remain the same. Everyone is living with their testimonies. Everyone is living with their miracles. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And let the church of the living Christ give him a mighty praise. Give the Lord a mighty praise today. If you're going to be the first to testify tonight, let your praise be louder than your neighbors. If you're going to be the first to testify tonight, let your praise be louder than your neighbors. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Welcome everyone by your side, to your left and to your right, and let them know how excited you are that they are in church today. Hallelujah. I want to remind us today that we all are going to be receiving one grace heaped on more grace. And it's going to be out of the overflow of his fullness. Out of the fullness of Jesus Christ. Somebody say, out of the fullness of Jesus Christ. The package that God has for us today is overflowing in measures. Beyond measures. Hallelujah. The question today is, how much can you take? I want to admonish us to be alert in the spirit. Do not be traditional in your expectations. Do not think that pastor will minister this way and I'm waiting for this before I receive. No. There are people that, as I'm talking now, they may not have noticed, and there may be some who already noticed that while we were worshiping, you already received your miracles. So don't be traditional in your expectation. Just be open-hearted and open-minded. Because whatever it is you're expecting can happen at any time. And tonight, anything is possible. Anything is possible. Today is a day of awesome wonders. Somebody shout your loudest amen. Somebody shout your loudest amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I would like us to focus on the third key to growing and increasing in grace tonight. There may be some of you that are joining us for the first time this Wednesday, but we have been on a series, Unlocking the Seven Dimensions of Overflowing Fullness. And the Spirit of the Lord ministered to me, and I told the church that we should spend quality time on the first dimension, which is the fullness of grace. And we have been on that for some time. You see, whatever you're going to be receiving today will be directly proportionate to the dimensions of grace you're receiving. Everything God does and everything He gives, everything He does by grace and of grace. So that miracle and whatever it is you're believing for today is going to be by the grace of God. Somebody shout, by the grace of God. Come on, shout it again. Say, by the grace of God. And now, beyond the miracles we are receiving today is the continuous results you see in your life. Every result you're going to see in your life, in every aspect of your life, will be determined by the dimensions of God's wisdom that is at work in you and the dimensions of grace that you've received. So it is important that we understand how to grow and increase in this grace. Because that's what it means. It also means to receive more grace. It means to grow and increase in grace. And for all of you that have been in church, I would like you to shout this loud for the benefit of those who may be joining us for the first time tonight. What's the first key to growing and increasing in grace? I'm not hearing you. All of you at the gallery at the back, shout it, because there are somebody by your side that may be coming for the first time. What's the first key? Growing what? In the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Why? Because grace is not just divine benefits. Grace is not just undeserved or merited favor. Grace is not just divine influence or divine empowerment, enablement. Grace is a person. Somebody say, grace is a person. And that person is who? Jesus Christ. So you can't talk about grace and not focus on Jesus. You can't understand grace until you gain the understanding of Jesus. You can't want to increase in grace and not increase in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not going there because we've worked on that. I have quite just a few minutes to do what we have to do tonight. So, I just want to drop that. The second key which we worked on, I think last Wednesday and on Sunday, right? Okay. The second key. What's the second key? Want to go? Growing and increasing in the wisdom of God. So you've got to know Jesus as a person. You have to continue to grow in the knowledge of Jesus as a person. As your Lord, as... Are you understanding that? But also, there are other areas of your life. In other aspects of your life, you've got to know the will of God for your life in those areas. And then you've got to become skillful in applying that truth. So, wisdom is simply growing in the knowledge of God's will in a specific area and becoming skillful in the application of that knowledge. So that's what we worked on. And I'm going to move beyond that to number three. Number three is very key for what God is already doing tonight. So pay attention. Number three, the third key, is growing your faith life. Growing your faith life. If you notice, I didn't just say growing your faith. Because sometimes people treat faith as something they pull up out of the bag whenever they need a miracle. No. The concept of faith, as revealed in the Word of God, is that faith is what the righteous lives by. It's a life we live. Not just something we muster whenever we want to get something from God. So the scripture says the just, the justified, the righteous shall live what? By faith. Now help me tell your neighbor, say the just shall live by faith. Shout it louder, say the just shall build by faith. Somebody that has been plagued by demonic migraine. Kai, the enemy has afflicted you for too long. The Lord just took away that affliction. You are healed in the name of Jesus. The last one you had, which was happening this afternoon, is the last you ever had. You are free. Absolutely free. You are healed. Oh, things are happening. Powerful, I'm seeing. Amande Kalido Sandaya. Who is that person? Your left eyes always having what I'm seeing is it brings out a lot of water. It gets red. It's always scratching you. After a while, it's as if you can't see clearly with it. The Spirit of the Lord just healed you right now. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Who is that person that's been saying, will I lose my sight? The Lord said, I should tell you, you won't lose your sight. Now, as I'm speaking, begin to look at things you couldn't see, and you will notice that your sight is healed. Every issue with sight is healed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Shout again, the just shall live by faith. So for the just, which means the justified in Christ, the righteous, those who have been made righteous in Christ, faith is not what we do. Faith is a life we live. Our life as believers is a life of faith. The scripture also says, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7, for we walk by faith and not by what? By sight. Now that sight there means sensory perceptions, not by our senses. Not by our senses. The believer walk by faith. Walking means our conversation, our conduct, our words, our attitudes, our actions in life. It's a life that we live. If you want to continue to grow and increase in grace, you must grow your faith. Why? Write this down. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Whatever God offers freely through grace, salvation is a gift that is offered freely through grace. Someone has paid the price. Healing offered freely through grace. Someone else paid the price. Every blessing of the Lord is a gift of grace. No one can ever earn it. Whatever God offers freely through grace can only be received by faith. If it is offered freely, that means you can't earn it. The only way you can receive it is by faith. You can't receive the blessing of the Lord through your senses. I want to show you something, because this will change your life forever. It will change your life forever. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. Let's get there. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. And I will like you to share the scripture with your neighbor. Hold the persons by your side. Hold their hands. And read the scripture to him or her and read it out loud. One to go. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Who what? Did the Bible say who will bless or who has blessed? One more time. Did he say who will bless or who has blessed? Us with how many spiritual blessings? Tell your neighbor, do you know that God has already blessed you with every, not some, every spiritual blessing? Tell your neighbor, do you know you're not lacking in any aspect of God's blessing? If you're believing that, you'll stop talking to God as if you want him to bless you, and you start talking to him as one who is convinced he has blessed you. Thank God for your shout. But the real shout I want is the shout of your faith when the enemy, through certain circumstances, is trying to convince you you are not blessed. And at that time, you are not trying to talk to God as one lacking in the blessing and asking that, please now bless me. If I tell you that I have blessed you and you're still asking me to bless you, what it means is that you doubted what I said. And God is merciful and he forbears us, and his mercy and his grace is all encompassing. So even when we talk that way and we pray that way, the Father just smiles and he will still touch our lives. That doesn't disqualify us before him, but it announces in the spirit your faith level. It announces your maturity. And guess what? Your faith level and your maturity will determine the access you'll be given to that which already belongs to you. If I buy a Rolls Royce for my son, and I put the papers in his name, but my son is 8 years old and can't even drive a car, has not even fully matured as an adult that can make the right decisions to drive, will I give him the key to that Rolls Royce? You see, the Rolls Royce is his. It has his name on it. But the access will only be granted when he's mature enough to handle it. So don't just say, are they not just words? No, they are not just words. Don't just say, is it not just semantics? God bless me, or thank you, Father, you have blessed me. No, they are not just semantics. In fact, when you hear the word children in the scripture, it means different things. Certain times the Greek will use the word brephos, infants, newborn babes. That means someone that's an infant that just giving birth. Then you hear words like nepios. Nepios defines a child not by age, not by an infant that was just given, not by being a toddler, but by maturity. So you can have 2-year-old Nepios, who is also a Brephos, a newborn babe, is an infant. By age, is immature. But you can have 40-year-old Brephos, Nepios. 40-year-old, but underdeveloped in the spirit. Immature in the spirit. 40-year-old, but immature. So, your maturity is key. In fact, most of the things you may be struggling with is not really demonic. Is that you've not grown up to handle it. That's all. When you begin to see things that appear, and then the enemy begins to tell you, are you not seeing the pattern? 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 It's the same cause that is in your father's house, in your mother's house, that is showing up in your life. And then you begin to say, Father, I break this cause. Father, I break this cause. Father, I break this cause. How can one who is blessed on one hand be cursed on the other hand? Something is confusing somewhere. So what is faith? Faith is when there are things that appear to be like the curse in my father's house or in my mother's house is showing up in your life. Faith is the hope of things not seen. The evidence of things not seen. The hope of things, the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. So I'm hoping for the blessing. Something says what you're hoping for is now yours. Look at the substance. But when I look around, and when you look around, it doesn't look like it. But there is an evidence it is. What's the evidence? Blessed be the God and the Father of my Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody say, Pastor, is that enough? Yes, the word of God is evidence enough. If he says it, that's what it is. Everything else is a lie. If God said it, that's what it is. It's evidence enough. But I'm not seeing the blessing. I know, but it's evidence. I'm not seeing the blessing. I know, but it is what? Evidence enough. So lift your hands and read it. One to go. Who has what? I'm not hearing you. Who has what? Oh, you are possessing it now. Who has what? Who has what? Who has what? With every what? In. If you're blessed, shout, I'm blessed. Even if your finances don't look so, shout, I'm blessed. Even if you're still waiting to see the manifestation of your children, shout, I'm blessed. Even if your age is climbing, but nothing else is climbing except your age, shout, I'm blessed. Now, let me tell you what faith is. Faith is not, I'm shouting, I'm blessed, so I can be blessed. No. Is I'm shouting I'm blessed because I'm blessed. I'm not shouting it so God will now get around to blessing me. No. I'm shouting it because I believe when he said he has blessed me, he has. Faith is not saying something so God can do it. Faith is saying something because I believe God has done it. Let me say that again. Faith is not saying something so God can do it. Faith is saying something because I believe. When you hear me say you're healed, it's because I've heard it. I'm just announcing what has happened. But follow me. Follow me. I want you to pay serious attention. What you notice is that this blessing is spiritual. It's not physical. It didn't say God has blessed us with every blessing. He adds something to qualify that blessing. He said is every spiritual word. And if you notice, he didn't say blessings. He said blessing. Tell you, I'm about to focus. Pay attention. Every spiritual blessing. Now, can you discern things that are spiritual by your natural senses? No way. You can't. Can you know something that is spiritual by your natural senses? That's why if you're someone that lives life only by your natural senses, by sensory perception, what you can physically see is the only thing that is real, like Thomas. What you can touch is the only thing that is real. Jesus is risen from the dead. I want to see him with my two crooked eyes. And when Jesus is standing before him, what kind of sorcery is this? Let me touch your hands. Jesus say, oh yeah, touch my hands. He put his hands there. Just seeing it was enough. But Thomas, do you know Thomas? He puts his hands there. Then he puts his hands. He said, look at my side. That's when he shouted, knelt down on his knees, my Lord, my God. And Jesus smiles and said, blessed are those who believe without seeing. That means you've missed the blessing. You're thinking that you only believe things when you feel it. What I can see, what I can, if I can hear it, is real. If I can't hear it, it's not real. If I can touch it, it's real. If I can't touch it, it's not real. How can you tell me I'm healed when I'm still feeling pain? How can you tell me I'm healed when I still went to the hospital? I went for a test. And look at the test. Are you not seeing the test? If anything natural can detect it, if any instrument can detect it, it is not spiritual. Wave your hands if you're here. Did you get that? So a whole lot of people have been trying to deal with the blessing, relate with the blessing from the realms of the natural. And they wonder why they are not seeing it. Because the blessing is not natural. The blessing impacts the natural. The blessing reflects in the natural. The blessing manifests in the natural. But the blessing is not natural. The blessing is spiritual. And so anybody that's going to receive the blessing must understand how you translate spiritual realities into physical materialities. How can I get something that is spiritual to manifest in the physical? For example, the blessing of divine healing and the blessing of divine health is spiritual. But if it remains in the spiritual realm, it doesn't benefit my physical body. How can I translate this thing that is real in the spirit to impact my physical body such that I can experience healing from whatever thing that may have attacked your body. You can experience that. So I can live in the divine health. I can come and give a testimony. For the past 10 years, for the past 20 years, for the past 30 years, I've been living uninterruptedly in divine health. Oh, the person who caught it, that's your testimony. I said, that's your testimony. How can I translate it? So you begin to see things like Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 to 22. Put it on. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ears to my what? Say. Do not let them depart from your heart. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them. And what? So, the word of God that is spiritual, for that's what Jesus says in John chapter 6, verse 63. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Is that right? The word of God that is spiritual can translate into medicine to my body. And I will experience health, not to some of my flesh, to all of my flesh. Something spiritual. So when I see that in God's word, that shows me one of the conversion keys. Meditating on the word of God day and night. Keeping that word before my eyes. Keeping it in the midst of my heart. Put it on my mouth, I will stay in divine health. Simple. I can look at it and say, you see Psalm 103 verse 5. Put it on the screen for me. Who satisfies my mouth with what? Good things. When you receive the Holy Spirit, the first place it touches is your tongue. When you come to Christ, that's one of the first places, your tongue. In my name, they will speak a new language. So that fire of the Spirit of the Lord, if the tongues that you receive from the Spirit, that you speak through this tongue, does not take away unbelief from your mouth and replace it with faith, your tongues have been wasted. The new language is not just speaking in tongues. The new language is that you start speaking the language of God. It's called faith. God speaks faith. Cause things that be not as though they were. That's how God talks. He will look at darkness and say, light be. Cause light out of darkness. God doesn't report what's happening. God creates what he wants by speaking it. It's a language of faith. He said, who satisfies? Once your tongue is changed. Once it's changed. Everything happening in your body. The Bible said that tongue is like a rudder. Wherever it goes, the whole body goes. If your tongue starts speaking faith and health, your body starts following faith and health. That's how it works. Once your tongue, who satisfies my mouth with good things? What's the result? Shout it loud! I'm not hearing you, shout it loud! I'm still not hearing you, shout it loud! Somebody under the sound of my voice, your youth is being renewed now like the eagles! Shout, I'm getting stronger and stronger. Shout it loud, I'm getting stronger and stronger. The more I grow in age, the more I increase in strength. I don't know what you've heard, and I don't know what you have researched. I don't know who has given you what you believed, but I know whom I have believed. The Bible says this is part of the blessing. As your day, so shall be your strength. I increase, I am stronger now than I was 20 years ago. As I increase in age, I increase in strength. What's faith? You wake up in the morning and, hey, you see the physical thing. Eh? You'll get to the word. Make sure it's in your heart and make sure it's in your mouth and you keep saying it. Not you're saying it so the pain will go. You're saying it so the pain can't stay. You've been the one in health. Pain is trying to invade you. You're saying, no, not this one. Not this body. Not this life. Not this house. So you stand firm in faith. Say, I walk by faith. I'm not hearing you shouting louder. Say, I walk by faith. And not by sight. I walk by faith. And not by sensory perception. When you hear, rise up and walk. You're not waiting to see if you can. You're leaping. Because you know you can walk. You're responding to God's word as it comes. Are you hearing me? So, this is important. That everything God is giving freely. Let me show you two scriptures that will help you. Because this is vital to how you increase your faith. Romans chapter 5. Let's not go there. Romans chapter 8 verse 32 first. God, who did not spare his own son. He didn't. Because that's what grace is. Grace is God's riches. God's blessing. All of who God is and all of what he has. All of it. All that he is and all that he has. All of his riches freely given to you at the expense of Christ. You don't deserve it. You can't earn it because someone else paid for it. It's now coming on you, available to you, now yours, by right, because someone else paid for it. That's grace. Salvation, mine, because Jesus paid for it. Peace, mine, because Jesus paid for it. The wisdom of God, mine, because Jesus paid for it. The anointing, mine, because Jesus paid for it. The power of God, mine, because Jesus paid for it. Divine protection and preservation, mine, because Jesus paid for it. Divine health, mine, because Jesus paid for it. Victory, mine, because Jesus paid for it. Fearful favors. Whatever is your need, the supply of that need, mine, because Jesus paid for it. Prosperity, divine speed, divine promotion. Secured eternity. Now, I've just called different things, which are just manifestations. Let me tell you the okapatapata of them all. The Holy Spirit. So he now lives in me. Dwells in me. I am one spirit with him. You look at me. If there is an instrument through which you can see my spirit, you will see it's exactly as Christ. Perfect, righteous as Christ. holy as Christ, blameless, irreproachable. Exactly as Christ, as he is, so am. Because Jesus paid for it. And now his righteousness, because he became sin offering. He paid the price. So if God, who did not, if he won't spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all. Help me talk to your neighbor. You're the gallery everywhere you are. Hold that person by your side and read that scripture to that person and read that loud. One to go. How shall? How? Start from how. Did you read it? Read it again. One to go. One more time. How many things? But it's all things that can come from him. There are things that don't come from him. The Bible said, don't be deceived. James chapter 1 verse 16. Verse 17, he said, for all good and perfect gift is from the Father of, with whom there is no what? Or he doesn't play games. He says what he means and he means what he says. There are no shades with God. There are no, I said this but I meant that. No shadow of turning. You can bank on his word. He is trustworthy. He is ever faithful. You can bank on it. If he says it, that's exactly what it is. He says, so don't be deceived. All good and perfect gifts. He said, listen, nobody can tempt God with evil. And the God himself does not tempt any man with evil. So when some people feel sick, is sickness evil? Very evil. Is it from God? Is it not a product of sin from the fall of man? Is that not a curse that came to man? That through sickness, death will be ministered. So he said, God doesn't tempt you with sickness. So when next you see sickness, don't say God gave me sickness so he can humble me. Oh, if God gave you sickness so he can humble you, why are you going to hospital to get cured from your humility? Don't you want to be humble anymore? Stop. God knows that if he gives me money, I'll be proud. So he withheld it from me. Even without money, you're still very proud. Money doesn't make anybody proud. Money only reveals who you are. If you are proud when you had money, you've been very proud. Hey, you've not seen very proud. In fact, most men are poor because they are very proud. If they were not proud, they would have been helped. You didn't hear what I said. Give God praise. So hold that neighbor. We're getting very close to this. Hold that neighbor and read that scripture and read it out loud. To that neighbor and read it very loud. One to go. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him? Somebody say, all good things. I want to ask you. What you're believing for tonight, is it included in all things? What will you have to pay for it? Because Jesus has been given. Now you can get all good things freely from God. How shall he not with Jesus Christ? If you believe he has given Jesus Christ, please believe that he also has given us freely. And whatever God gives freely, by grace, you can't work to deserve it. Listen, God gave us responsibilities, and as men, and there are things he gave us to do as men. But one of it is we couldn't save ourselves. So it's not one of the things we can do. Because we couldn't save ourselves, he alone had to come to save us. If man could have saved himself, Jesus would not have come. A man had tried for thousands of years. One of the things we cannot do for ourselves is heal ourselves. If man could heal, listen, there's going to be medicine is very wonderful. The ones that are right, not from the corrupt farmer, the big farmer that are very corrupt. No, the ones that are actually, but the best of medicine only treats symptoms, doesn't heal, doesn't cure. It manages symptoms to give the person a few times before the thing really now kills him. And even while he's treating one symptom, is having a side effect causing another disease. Many people died not from what they were treating, but the after effect of the drugs they were using to treat what they were treating. Once it is natural and once it's made by man, it's not perfect. Only God is perfect. That's why he came. That's why he gave us this miracle meal. Today, our mouth will be satisfied with it. You're living here with your youth renewed like the eagles. If there was any poisonous thing in your bloodstream, in your body, whether it was demonic or it was eating, as you take the communion tonight, it's going to be flushed out. I declare it's flushed out. In the name of Jesus. If there's any act, any area of your body or any area of your life that death was walking in, once you take this communion today, life will swallow it up in victory. Whoever has that testimony, shout your loudest amen. I say life is swallowing up in victory. I said, life is swallowing up in victory. In the name of Jesus. So, he gives us all things freely. Freely. What he's giving freely? By grace, because that's what makes it free. You can't work for it. You can only receive it by faith. Let me give you one more scripture. If you love the Lord, just tell him, Lord, I love you. If you love the word of God, let him know. Say, Father, I love your word. I wonder what life would have been without God's word. Ooh, what would it have been like? Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We're going to read from verse 9 to 12. Pay attention. But as it is written, eye has not seen. See the blessing. No? This is the blessing. He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man. That heart there means mind. Somebody say mind. The things which God has what? Somebody here, I have good news. The reason the devil couldn't stop you from coming tonight is because God was ordering your step. Because he has a prepared package for you. There are miracles that have your name on it. Your exact name. So if the enemy starts telling you,
just go outside. Go and make a call. Just go. Just do. Refuse and resist him. Because that may be the time your word will land. Don't be like the foolish virgin. Somebody say, I'm rushing home. It's getting late. And you forgot that there were many times you were outside by 9 and by 10 yourself. Because it wasn't church. Why is the enemy trying to make you move? Because there is something that has your name on it. The thief comes only, he wants to steal something. But you resist the devil and he will flee from you. He will flee from you. I'm very busy, I'm very busy. The moment you leave the church, you just notice you actually were busy doing nothing with the time. Help me read that scripture to your neighbor. One to go. I has no what? The things which God has. If you love him, lift your hands and shout, I love you, Lord. Oh, as you're shouting it, packages are being delivered. Shout, I love you, Lord. I told you not to approach this service traditionally or conventionally. Just shout, I love you, Lord. How many of you noticed that he said, eye has not seen? So if you're waiting to see it with your eyes, you'll miss it. How many of you noticed he said, ear has not heard? How many of you noticed it has not entered the mind of man? It won't make sense. I say it won't make sense. That person the Lord has been telling to rise up and shout. That's where your miracle is. Do sure you do it now. It won't make sense. It won't make sense. He said, walk around the world, but don't carry swords, carry trumpets, carry musical instruments, carry the ark. Once a day, every day for 7 days. On the seventh day, walk around it again for 7 days. Do you understand what it means? It won't make sense, because why they are walking around the world? The men of Jericho have archers that could pick them out. That's dangerous. That's very dangerous. Very dangerous. On the seventh day, walk around this 7 times. Be exposed. Be exposed. Turn the other cheek. It won't make sense. It won't make sense. So if you're trying to make sense of it, is like trying to understand how you can dry up an ocean by fetching it one bucket at a time. It will make sense. It will make sense. What God has prepared, what it means is that it's not in the natural realm. If you want to receive from God, the only instrument you use is your faith, never your senses. We walk by faith and not by sight. You can't walk by senses and walk by faith at the same time. But look at the good news. Verse 10. Come on, if you're getting it, join me to read. Want to go. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. Yeah, the deep things of God. That's why you're understanding this. Why? We have the Holy Spirit in you, teaching you all things, guiding you into all truths. The reason you're understanding what I'm saying is because the Holy Spirit is explaining it to you. There are people that will be looking at me and be wondering, what is he speaking? This man is speaking too much English. What can fear no power guy for? Verse 11 says, for what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Holy Spirit. If he doesn't reveal it, you can't know it. If he doesn't reveal it, you can't know it. But thank God, he lives in us. Thank God, he teaches us all things. Thank God, he's the one revealing it to us. Now, verse 12. Everybody holler. 1, 2, go. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things. If I know, I can take. If I know, I can get to use it. If I know, I can appropriate it. If I know, but if I don't know, my people perish. Because they don't know. Because they don't know. So God freely gives us all things with Christ. He freely gives us. So whatever it is that you are believing for tonight is freely given. But what God is doing in this moment, in this message, is that you may know. Because when you know, you can take it. Imagine getting home and feeling so tired, hungry. You know the kind of hunger that beats a person as if you're a child being beaten with a cane. Have you seen that kind of hunger? Hunger. You're crying. Oh God, what is this? What is this? Crying. And you're enduring hunger. Nobody is home. Then I come back late in the night. And you say, why did you people do this to me? Look at this kind of hunger. I say, what is that? We kept your food now. You now open the food and you see fried rice, garnished jollof rice, coconut rice, chicken, grilled fish, coleslaw. You now see the other one. They have afan soup, nsala soup. They say, oh, we can't. We just wanted you whatever. If you know, I told you the story of a young man many, many years ago. Those days that they only traveled by ship and was traveling to the West, was able to save up enough money just to buy his ticket. He wanted to escape to the West, the Western world, you know, the Europe, America. And after he bought his ticket, all he had was little money to buy this dried bread and crackers that can stay. You know, they will stay for months on ice, on the ocean. And every time he will stay in his cabin, different activities will be happening. He will come out, look at them. They will have buffet. He will come, look at them, check. He will go and ask them, please, can I get water? They will give him water. He will go inside, take a little of that thing, eat. After some months, they arrived. As they were alighting the ship and coming down, the captain and one of them approached him and said, I hope we didn't offend you. He said, what? No. He said, we just noticed you were not doing anything at all. He said, no.
You were not eating any of the foods. You were not joining in the parties. You were not joining. He said, no, 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 that he didn't pay for it. That he didn't have money. So he, that he was even happy that we are giving him water. And the captain said, oh, no. When you bought the ticket, it gave you access to everything else on this ship. All these moons, we even thought you were fasting, that you were a man of God. Oh, no. Do you know that's what will happen to people when they get to heaven? They will get to heaven sick. The only thing is that when the sickness will be left here. But just before the transition, they were sick. Get to heaven broke. Just before they left, they were broke. Their last days broke. Last days defeated. Last days struggling. Then when they get to heaven, they'll be so amazed that all they left behind, all the time, when you got the salvation ticket, divine health was with it. Prosperity came with it. Peace came with it. Victory came with it. Why did you just focus only on going to heaven and forget to enjoy all the benefits of grace God has given you here on earth? Didn't you hear Jesus talk about the kingdom of God is here? What we have today in Christ is heaven on earth. We are citizens of heaven already here. Does it mean the enemy won't want to attack? He will. But that's why we have authority in the name of Jesus. So use your authority instead of crying. Use your authority instead of being the... Does it mean that depression won't attack you? It will. It will attack you. That's why God gave you the garment of praise. Unleash your praise. Let me see if anything can stop you. Raise your right hand and shout your loudest, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody stand on your feet and shout, glory to you, Jesus. Say hallelujah. Say glory. Who stopped you? Did depression stop you? Did depression stop you? Sit down. Just in a few minutes, something is about to break out. Just pay attention now. Romans chapter 5. Awesome wonder that is your name. Romans chapter 5 verse 1 and 2. Pay attention. Therefore, everybody pay attention. Having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. What is that thing that is going to stop you from receiving your miracle tonight? Nothing. The enemy will tell you, you sinned. Sin is bad. God does not like sin. But that's why he made provisions for it. That provision is Jesus. He's a sacrifice for every sin. He shed his blood. No man can fix his own sin. And no man can save himself. That's why Jesus came.
And until you receive Jesus and receive that grace that enables us, empowers us, and teaches us to say no to ungodliness, you can't resist it. Trying to resist sin is like trying to be a monkey and resisting banana. Before you can resist sin, the nature of sin must be changed. It's not moral teachings. It's not change your life. It's not rehabilitate your life. No, it's a regeneration. A new nature must be given. The old man of sin must be crucified, so a new man of righteousness must rise. Without a new nature of righteousness, until you're reborn in your spirit, you can't resist it. You can't. And even if you are born again, and sometimes, or if for any reason you're overtaken by any temptation and you miss the mark, that's why this blood, that provision, that's why the blood is crying mercy. Better things than that of Abel. Because God knows that He needs to hold your hand and take you through the process of sanctification until you come to maturity, to sonship. Just like a father that has to hold the hand of a child that is learning to walk, and one day that child will be running. But now he's learning to walk from chlorine. God knows it's only a phase. All you need is to be raised. Your word have I hidden in my heart. If we can get enough of God's word in your heart, if we can teach you how to cooperate with the Holy Spirit, that thing will be disabled. Get me back to verse 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace through our Lord Jesus Christ. Give me verse 2. Through whom also we have access by faith. Turn to your neighbor, say, you have access by faith into this grace in which you stand. Say, you're already standing in the grace. Say, the grace is already offered. Say, the grace is already available. But you can only access it by faith. I'm going to show us this. Give me Romans 5:1, the TPT. I'm going to use two translations to explain this very well. I want you to hold your neighbor. If you know his or her name, if you don't know, introduce yourselves. Call him by his or her name. Say, Mr. David. Say, hear the word of the Lord. Read it to that neighbor and read that loud. One, to go. Our faith in Jesus transfers God's righteousness to what? To us. And he now declares us flawless in his eyes. This means we can now enjoy true and lasting peace with God, all because of what our Lord Jesus Christ, the anointed one, has done for us. Shout grace! All I see is grace. Shout grace! All because of what he has done for us. That addiction is broken. You've been fighting, you know, but tonight, grace is released. Not because of your determination, because of what Jesus has done. I know somebody may argue, it's not just like that. How do you mean your righteousness in Christ Jesus, and you still lied yesterday? No, be me talking. In fact, it don't even make sense to me. In fact, when I think about how naughty I had been,
I wonder why anybody will call me the righteousness of God. Even me, self. But since he gave it, who am I? I receive. I am. Because he says I am. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I may not feel so, but I am. If he declares me flawless in his eyes, I declare I am blameless. I am irreproachable. I am flawless in his eyes. I have peace with God. And God is at peace with me. Shout your greatest amen. Give me verse 2 in GNT so you can understand. Well, it means through him we now have access by faith. You now see it. He has brought us by faith into the experience. That access means experience. So it's not enough to just say, I'm healed. Experience the healing. It's not enough to just say, I'm blessed. Experience the blessing. It's not enough to just say, I'm free. Experience the freedom. But it only happens by faith. So if faith is what gives access, if faith is what activates the experience, the more my faith grows, the more grace I can take. Because it's only by faith I receive. So if your faith is grounded, no matter how much grace you desire, you see what worldliness is costing you. And because you know God is merciful, God forgives you, you're still there. But what you don't know is paralyzing your faith. It's costing you things. You see, while you should be on the journey of growth, your journey is around the mountain every day. God, I'm sorry. God, I'm sorry. God, I'm sorry. God, boy, you're not growing. You're forgiving. The mercy of God is there, but you're on the ground. Like the children of Israel in the wilderness, moving around the mountain for 40 years, they couldn't enter. The Spirit says, but you, beloved, building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, you say, no, I will pray little. I'll spend more time on social media. I'll spend more time on my phone. I'll spend more time on movies. I'll spend more time on different things. And the Lord is saying, my child, drop this. I will be walking around. The Lord is telling you, we are covenant friends. All the friends you have, not one sharpens you in faith. Where are the people that when you finish discussing with them, you burst into tongues? There is passion and fire in your heart to do more, to do exploits in the name of Jesus. All your friends, after you're through with them, your faith is deflated. What's going on? See what is costing you? It's costing you the experience of grace. Let me tell you, if you have ever experienced God's grace, what you saw was rehearsal. God is able to do exceedingly abundant. We've not even scratched the surface yet. There are deeper dimensions to these things. You will see the heavens open. You will know what glory is. The kind of glory under the Old Testament that was upon a man. He entered the lion's den, and a devourer, a beast,
A beast that tears human beings into pieces could not open their mouth. They laid down for him to use their body as pillow. They saw food they couldn't eat. And yet you that now belong to a better covenant. The glory they had was the glory passing away. We have the abiding glory. And we have the excelling glory. The glory that excels. This glory we have. How are witches beating you? Why is it that when you sleep, you wake up, there are marks on your body? Somebody punched you while you were sleeping. In a dream, you woke up, you are feeling pain. What happened? How can the one God created, that when it should be that when you walk into a compound, you are not the one afraid of charms? If you want to die, put charms for me. I won't even notice. If I match it, it attacks you. It's not special. It's all of our heritage. As he is. Imagine Jesus walking on the street, being afraid of charm. Being afraid of somebody putting charm for him. No, it's the devils that should be afraid. Whenever you wake up, they start shouting, "Hey, he's awake again. She's awake again." Don't you understand? I used to make it as a joke, but it's true. Demons don't come near my second friends. They don't come near. If you're a fly and you're flying and you enter fire, you'll be burnt. And I'm not saying that because I'm boasting. The fire is not because I earned it. All of us have access to the same fire. He will baptize us with the Holy Spirit and with his fire. He's the one that baptizes with fire. If you have Jesus, you have the baptizer. If a demon that doesn't know comes around my conference, second friend, the older demon will beat him. Don't go there. They don't want you. I'm telling you, and I'm not saying this because I'm a pastor. I've been talking like this since I was 18 years. I've been talking like this. No fear. Fear tolerated is faith contaminated. Why are you afraid? You don't know what will happen. Whether you're going to get married or not. Whether you're going to have children or not. Whether your life will end this way or not. What are you afraid of? Because you're not sure of what God said concerning you. You're not sure. You're ignorant of it. Because faith starts where you know and hear what God says. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Tonight, you will hear what God is saying concerning you. You will hear what God is saying concerning your family. You will hear what God is saying concerning your condition. You will hear what God is saying concerning your future. The devil is not on the throne. Jesus Christ is on the throne. Hear me. That devil will not have the final say in your life. Say with me, that devil is a liar. Did you hear? I give you authority to trample on what? I give you power over how many? All the powers of the enemy. And nothing shall by. There is no way. Think I'm by any means is by any means. Nothing harms me. I can't be harmed.
fagatucious. We are being fatilicious. Just that he said it and we dare to believe it. Sometimes when we are declaring it, we don't feel like it. But we declare it anyway. So this is going to be your prayer tonight. And this is where I'm going to be rounding off this. And then in a few minutes, I will just, it's simple because your faith is up. Your heart, your spirit is like a sponge now. Anything you can take. Anything. I'm no longer a slave to fear. He has not given us a spirit of fear. I don't know if I'm going to live with this or the rest of my life. That death is a liar. Whatever is called impossible is possible with God. Lift your hands and sing it louder. Please stop moving around now. Everybody stop moving. Don't let the devil get you now, please.
God, I'm no longer a slave to fear. Oh yes, I am the child of God. I am a child of God.
Sing it one more time.
I'm no longer a slave.
Second Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 3. Read with me as you're standing. Want to go? We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly. We are bound to thank God always for you, as it is fitting, because your faith grows. So faith grows. And the more your faith grows, the more you grow your faith life. Not some people try to muster faith only as a reaction when they are in a place. When nothing is wrong, they sleep on their faith. And the faith they've not used, they've not put to work. When something happens, they are trying to muster, and most times it's already late. Stop using faith as something you bring out whenever you need God. The truth is, you need God to breathe. So breathe by faith. You need God to live. Live by faith. In Him we live. In Him we move. In Him we have our being. Commit to growing your faith this year. Commit to growing your faith.
It's not what I'm going to teach, but in one of the services, I'm going to spend more time on that. Commit. Because all the grace you receive is by the level of faith you operate by. It's by the level of faith you operate. What level of faith do you operate? That's the grace you receive. Lift your hands. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. It's time. All things are possible. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. It's going to be very easy tonight. All things are possible. Lord, that heart palpitation is here. Who is that person that's been using blood thinner? The Lord said, I should tell you, you're healed. Every kind of anemia, every kind of anemia is healed. You are healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Fix your eyes on Him. Do not fear. We live by the faith of the Son of God, who loves us and gave His life for us. How many? The Lord just released angels right now. I've heard Him clearly. There are 53 open doors that has been delivered right now. Some of you will leave here tonight and walk into it. You're going to be waking up tomorrow morning and you're going to be walking into it. Before the end of February, you're going to be walking into it. 53 open doors delivered right now. Delivered right now. There is someone here, you just lost your job. The Lord said, I should tell you to begin to rejoice. To begin to rejoice, because He has opened another door for you that will mock the job you lost. Says the Spirit of grace. Says the Spirit of grace. Angels are doing surgeries. Surgeries. Organs that we are failing, or organs that have failed, right now, there is organ transplants. There is organ transplants. There is organ transplants. In the name of Jesus, there is surgery going on somebody's brain. Right now, somebody's praying. Right now, surgery going on. Going on, you are healed. You are healed in the name of Jesus. If you're believing God for the manifestations and perfections of your healing, place your hands in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You devils of infirmity, you devils of pain, you spirit of affliction, you tormenting foul spirits,
Likarushakatai. You spirit of death, in the name of Jesus, I adjure you by the body that was broken and by the blood that was shed. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the finger of God, come out! Lose your hold on every part of their body. Lose your hold on their minds. You spirit of fear, you spirit of unforgiveness, I come against you. I come against you. You have bound that young man, you have bound that young woman long enough. Lose him and let him go now, in the name of Jesus. Lose her and let her go now, in the name of Jesus. Lebayata. Place those hands. I command every cell of your blood, every bone of your structure, whether it was fractured, whether there was dislocation, whether there was a deformation, whatever it is, I don't care if you broke your spinal cord, I don't care if they had to put metal to join it, in the name of Jesus, Lebaya, I speak the word of God. Opolakato, every part of and every fiber of your being, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, I speak to your brain cells, I speak to your mind, in the name of Jesus. This Jesus, Ikalaba, who took and bore our sicknesses, who carried on his body our infirmities, our diseases, our griefs and our sorrows, this Jesus, who was wounded for our transgressions, who was wounded for our transgressions, who was bruised for our iniquities, upon whom the chastisement was peace of our peace was laid, by whose stripes we were healed, and in his name I declare you healed. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing right now. Blind eyes open, glaucoma gone, deaf ears open, dumb mouths open, begin to talk. If you are in a wheelchair, stand up now. If you are paralyzed, stand up now. Stand up and walk now. Any part of your body that was deformed is straightened. Any part of your body that was withered is straightened. Any part of your body shorter than the other is now stretched. They become equal now, in the name of Jesus. The moment I declare a word, begin to check your healing. And when you get it, begin to praise him. Lift your hands. Lift it. The higher you lift it, the better. No, don't be lazy with spiritual things. The higher you lift it, the better. Lebranda. Lebragata. Yebalagata. Yebayakata. Yebalinokoto. Lebrende zundeyaka. Lebra de kaya, lebre de zunda ika, lebra deza, yepa ika radosha, lebra haya. Once I declare the word now, begin to praise God because you have received it. And as you're praising God, do what you couldn't do before. If you had any growth in your body, go check it. Every lump, every growth, every tumor disappears now. Some of you couldn't lift your hands like you are raising it now. Didn't you notice you're already healed? Lift it high. Fire, fire, fire. You are healed.
You are met every before. Now rejoice and praise the Lord.
Praise Him. Glory to Jesus. Glory. Glory. Glory.
God has turned it around. Everybody,
turned it around. What the enemy meant for God.
Check your healing. Check your healing. Check your healing. Check your healing. It's done. It's done. It's done. Couldn't do before.
Let the sound, let the sound.
One more time.
You have done what no man can do.
Demonic yoke in the name of Jesus, it is broken tonight. I break that yoke tonight in the name of Jesus. You are free. You are free. Your family is free. Your family is free. In the name of Jesus. If you're trusting God for a divine turnaround, you've been facing something, you've been trying your best, and you've been doing your best. If God does not intervene, your best has not yet been enough. Lift your hands and lift it high. Mayanda, you are our stone of help. I call your name Ebenezer. Yedalataya Gataya. There is fire in this house. There is fire in this house. There is fire on this altar. There is fire on this altar. It's the weight of the glory. It's the weight of the glory. You are our stone of help. Things that have been impossible, things that have been difficult, things of God that have been for a long time, issues of long continuance, in the name of Jesus, I now decree and declare a divine turnaround for you.
is turned around. The story has become different. What the devil planned is not what it's gonna be. It's turned around. That judgment against you will not stand. It's overruled. It's turned around. In the name of Jesus, I hear the Lord say, you shall laugh. You shall laugh. You will live for joy. You will sing for joy. Even a new song to the Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Hear me. As you live here today, one of the evidence you notice is that what has not been working will begin to work. Where you have not been heard, people will begin to seek after you. Ebala Gatosha. It's easy tonight. I say it's easy tonight. I say it's easy tonight. I say it's easy tonight. Freely by grace. Can I pray for your parents, your siblings, and your families? Whatever you're believing for, whoever you're standing in for, even friends, covenant friends that have turned family, open your mouth and call their name and their cases before the Lord. Don't beg. Begin to declare that their miracle is manifest. Open your mouth and pray. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly all we ask. Begin to ask. Begin to ask. Begin to ask. Lebronde. Something is brewing. Something is brewing. Something is brewing. Something is brewing. There'll be lightnings and thunders. Noise is an earthquake. Because the prayer of the Lord of the saints are rising before God as a sweet incense. And the angel of the Lord is pouring it back with fire, with fire, with fire, with fire from the very throne of grace. Ah. 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 Legonde. Le brother. Now, stop praying. Lift your hands. Once I finish this prayer, I'm going to tell you to praise God. Begin to praise God on behalf. When you live here, begin to call the people. And let me call them every day for 7 days. Before the end of the seventh day, they will have shared their testimony. Some will share it tonight. Some of you here, the evidence that God is at work. By the time you leave here, you will receive a call. You will receive a text message before you call that something has happened. That's when you will now tell them. That's when you will tell them. But whoever they are, by the word of the Lord, through the mouth of his servant, I decree and declare, before the end of 7 days, whatever has been a petition, whatever has been your point of supplication, of intercession for your family, now turns to a testimony. It is done. It is done. It is done. In the name of Jesus. It is Jesus.
Now praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. It's a new dawn, it's a new city for your family, it's a new city of laughter, of favor, of breakthroughs, of promotions, of liftings. I said this with utmost honesty. I said this with every integrity. When I called the name of the Lord, I heard wedding bells ringing. Kingdom marriages come forth. God orchestrated marriages come forth. Miracle children come forth. All of you pregnant, Ikara, Ukarade, the enemy will not take what God bless you with. You carry your pregnancy to full term. The delivery is a testimony. The delivery is miraculous. It will be not as the devil wanted it. It will be as the Lord has ordained it. In the name of Jesus. Mothers and children are preserved.
Lift your hands. As we take the communion today, I declare the covering of the blood over everyone under the sound of my voice. And because we are here as priests, we are representative of our homes. I declare the covering of the blood over our families, over our children, over all of our households in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare the covering of the blood over everything that belongs to us, our properties, our fields, our businesses, in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord has spoken. Hear me, lift your hands. As we take the communion today, I declare the covering of the blood over our visions. No more aborted visions. No more aborted dreams. No more abandoned projects. With shouts of grace, grace, you shall bring forth the capstone of whatever your hand starts in the name of Jesus. The grace of completion rest upon you in the name of Jesus. The grace of perfection rest upon you in the name of Jesus. The grace of excellence rest upon you in the name of Jesus. You're receiving it, shout your loudest, amen.
It's a season of new fire. Lift your hands and shout fire. One more time, shout fire. One more time, shout fire.
Give him a mighty praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious and mighty name we have prayed.
I want, as we begin to praise the Lord, how many of you came here with any kind of symptom any kind of growth, any kind of thing, and you received your healing tonight, please, if Jesus were not ashamed to heal you, don't be ashamed to testify. If you receive the manifestations of your healing, wave your hands. Let me see you. Wave it very well as we praise the Lord. Wave it well. Wave it. Let me see. Wave it. Are you waving it? All of you that received your healing, as we begin to sing to the Lord and praise the Lord, I want you to come forward here and here and begin to dance before the Lord on the altar. As your dancing is perfected,
yes. Only share. You're the God.
I said dance when you come.
I'm tasting of your power. Only share. Only share.
Among you has the most remarkable testimony. You come forward. Give me what happened to you tonight.
Praise the Lord, church. Since late last year, I've been having this constant migraine. I don't know how it started, but every time the migraine comes, it comes with weakness. I would just feel so destabilized. It became so serious last week that I started taking Panadol. But before then, when it comes, I would just take paracetamol and I'll get a bit relieved, but after some time it will come back. Yesterday became so severe that I couldn't sleep in the night, that I even had to loosen my hair yesterday when I got back from work.
That's why you loosened your hair.
Yes, Pastor. So as I came in and Pastor said, migraine disappeared. Like, I laid my hands on my hair and I started praying.
What happened?
I felt this peace. Like, then I started shouting at the top of my voice, even when we were praying. Before, if I shout, I would start feeling the binding headache. But now I can shout.
Shout well.
Praise the Lord!
Flex your healing. Shout again. Shout again.
Hallelujah.
She's free.
Oh, oh,
oh. Legatea. The devil is disgraced. I said the devil is disgraced. Who else has the most remarkable testimony here? Don't wait for them to come forward if you have. Pastor, you need to hear this, sir.
Come forward now, bring them here.
Now you need to hear this. Something is going on here, sir. This is Miss Goodness. Come forward. Are you hiding from God? Yes. The Lord healed her from a sickness called Bartholin cyst. She's had like 3 different surgeries at 3 different times since 2022.
Wow.
And she says she's been to hospital several times, but to no avail. Tonight she has done what she couldn't do for years. She couldn't shake her body. She couldn't move.
Give her the mic.
Every time
what,
she
what couldn't for... you do?
Because this cyst is a lump. That is, I can't sit properly. I can't dance.
You couldn't dance properly. Bring a seat for me. See seat. Flex it well. Flex it well. Flex it well. Shake your body, dance very well. You need to see her. Come here. Lift your hands. Power of the Holy Ghost. Look at me now. Go for a test tomorrow. Do all the scan and bring it back. Rejoice! Pastor, it's raining testimony here. Come on, talk to me, talk to
it's
me.
It's raining testimony here, sir. It's raining testimonies. This is Miss Precious. She has been under the affliction of toothache for 2 years. Toothache for 2 years. She has taken different medication, but to no avail. But just by the word of God tonight, the toothache disappeared. She is standing here.
Come forward.
The glory of God. She couldn't chew.
From the right side. What happened to you tonight?
I can chew my...
You can chew now. Do as much as you can. Any pain is all gone. It's all gone. Hear me. Whatever has caused you pain,
yeah,
caused your family pain, is removed tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. It's done. Go and rejoice. Go and rejoice. Talk to me.
Pastor, God has done it again. This lady here, her name is Angelina. 2022, she had an accident that affected her so bad that she couldn't stand for long. And if she's tried to do that, her leg will start swelling up and she will find a place to sit down. But as the word of the Lord came tonight, for the past how many hours she has been standing, and no more swelling.
Let me see your legs. No more swelling. No more swelling. No more swelling. She's healed. Kai. Kai. Lift your hands everywhere. I'm always watching my time.
Dad, you need to hear this, sir. Please permit me, sir. Permit me, sir. This is a young lady also by the name Joanne. Lump just disappeared from my breast, sir. Pastor Mavis went to check and the lump was no longer there. That something mighty is happening in this place tonight. The moment you declare that every lump disappears. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Congratulations. How long has the lump been there?
Since a month ago. Because after my 18th birthday, on my 18th birthday, you prayed for me. That was January 18th. And then you told me that the devil is intending to place sickness on my life this year, and it will not happen. And then the next day, being Monday, I was feeling pain in my breast. I was wondering what it was. I thought it was just normal period pain or something like that. Then I noticed that the pain continues for almost a week. I checked my breast. I started seeing a lump growing in my breast, and it was so painful that I could not move. I would feel the pain. I have to tell Miss Olumto, she was even the one taking me to hospital.
You were there
back to back, taking me to hospital. And then I met the doctor. The doctor gave me some drugs that subsided the pain. But the lump was there. And it was growing.
And the lump was growing.
Yes.
What happened tonight?
I checked that it was not there.
Yeah! 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 Will not return again in the name of Jesus. Listen, tonight is all about Jesus. Who does the miracle?
Jesus!
Who will all the praise and glory be to?
Jesus!
Jesus Christ is Lord.
Pastor, God has done it again. It's like this line is a long list of persons that pain disappeared from their body. This one is over 4 years or up to 4 years. Her name is Chiamaka Chioma, right? And she said that she couldn't stand for long. That each time she tried to stand, in fact, her right side, she couldn't feel anything before now. But as the word of the Lord came, her healing was made perfect. Now she's standing, no more pain, and she could do the things that she couldn't do before.
Do everything you couldn't do before without pain. That place was numb. Flex your healing.
Glory.
Flex your healing. Flex your healing.
Glory.
Somebody shout glory. Shout glory. You are healed. Amen.
Pastor, you need to hear this. It seems God is not tired of doing wonders tonight. With me here is Engineer Chidi. He said he has been having waist pain for the past 2 weeks. He's an engineer and his work required that he moves around. But he has not been able to move as he ought to. But he said as you were speaking tonight, he could no longer feel the pain. And the things that he couldn't do before, he can now do it.
Come and do what you couldn't do before without the pain. Do well. Bend down. Stand up. Bend down again. 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 Stand up. Move like this. Move like this.
You have done me.
Pastor, you gave a word that someone with migraine, that even this afternoon the person had it, and standing before me here is Miss Chisholm. According to the word of the Lord, migraine disappeared this night, and I have a list of over 5 migraines. Seven migraines disappeared,
stop
by the word of the Lord. Glory.
Shout hallelujah!
Jesus, you have done it again, say.
You have done it again, Jesus,
in your special way.
In your special way.
What was it
done for?
Papa,
you made my soul. Hey. Jesus,
hey.
Pastor, you need to hear this one. This is Miss Favor. Since primary school, she couldn't read from afar. She couldn't see, talk less of reading from afar. Since primary school. She said she had faith in her heart today. And she dropped the glasses at home. Then she came to church. And suddenly she noticed, after the declaration of the word of God, her eyes popped open. And she can now see what she couldn't see before. So Pastor Blessing took her backward just to test if this God is real. Lo and behold, she can see, she can read,
go
and she's here to the glory of God.
Back. Take the mic and go back with her. Oh yeah, read what you couldn't see before. Jesus.
Pastor, God has done it again. You said you gave a word that there was somebody here that had itching in the left eye, that after some time that it looks like something is coming out of the eye. Pastor, standing before me is Mr. Joshua. According to the word of the Lord, no more itching, no more pain. His left eye is healed and perfected, according to the word of the Lord.
Somebody shout a big hallelujah! Miracles everywhere. Talk to me.
So, Pastor, we have someone that was watching online, And I think she's in Brazil. She's watching from Brazil. To Mrs. Obianama Okoli. And she said, glory to God, I've received my healing in my hands. For some time now, I felt some pains in my two hands. Didn't know what caused it. I had to be careful not to put my full weight on it. For example, lift myself from the floor with my hands. But during the prayer, I received my healing and no pain. She said, I even did some push-ups and I've lifted myself from the ground. Glory to God! Glory!
Demons tremble at your presence.
Everybody sing it out. Say,
what a mighty God we serve.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Everything, everything, everything.
Everything,
we love
you.
You are great.
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 Pastor, there's a testimony here. So here with me is Miss Cynthia. And she was attacked by the spirit of dumbness for a week. She couldn't speak. She couldn't talk. Her sister is here to
corroborate
the testimony.
Is it possible? Yes, for Pastor. A week and you were not born that way?
Yes, Pastor. For a week she couldn't talk. She couldn't speak. She said, but as she got into service tonight, after you prophesied, that her voice popped open. So I wanted to confirm. I asked her, is there a witness? She said her sister is in church. And here's
where is the sister?
Here's the sister here.
You couldn't speak or you have flex and talk. Shout, Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Everything, everything written about you.
Pastor, yeah. You need to hear this, sir. You need to hear this, sir. This lady here has been experiencing moving objects all over her body for the past 7 years. 7 years. She said, while she stepped into service this evening, she still felt it. She said, but as soon as you prophesy, that sensation ceased. She's here to the glory of God to celebrate what God has done for her. 7 years of moving objects and strange sensation on her body just come to an end. And she's here to give God the glory, Pastor.
Come here. Lift your hands.
Look at me. Remove those glasses. Look me in the eyes. Come closer. Look me in the eyes. Lift your two hands. Keep your eyes on my eyes. No, don't look away. Keep it direct in my eyes. It's not finished. It's hiding. Come. I need strong people. You will look me in the eye. The Lord told me it was not done. There are certain things the enemy does. Sometimes he hides. So she will feel it's done by the time she leaves. Now look me in the eye. Lift your two hands. Look. Look now. Look and live. Get the mic to her. Look. Leave her now. Raise your two hands. Look me in the eye very well. You can now look, right? You can now look. Now shout, Jesus is Lord. Shout it again.
Jesus.
Shout it the third time.
Jesus.
Power of the Holy Ghost. She's free. She's free.
Pastor, our God keeps doing amazing things. Here with me is Miss David Olilanyachi Peace, and she was diagnosed of an allergy called hives for the past 5 months. This comes with a pain in the palm and initial pain on foot.
Pain on your palms?
And on the foot that she couldn't clap. She has been feeling this pain.
For how long have you not been able to clap?
Over 5 months. Over 5 months.
Give her the mic. Yes.
Initially, I've been trying to like clap very well, but I've been feeling pains in my pants because the symptoms came always come with pain in my feet.
The cane. Mm-hmm.
Always came with pain in my feet and pain in my and also lumps in my body.
Lumps in your body.
Yes.
Okay.
But initially, when I was trying to clap my hands, I was feeling a severe pain in my.
Now clap. Clap very well. Harder. Clap harder. Somebody shout Jesus. Clap harder. Don't stop. Clap harder. Clap harder. Clap harder. Stomp your foot. 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 Where is the lady pastor? Let me tell you what happened. While you were doing that, all the lumps disappeared. Go and check her. Go and check her. Check her and bring her back. You won't see any lump in her body anymore. Check her and bring her back.
Pastor, the devil is a wicked devil, sir.
Talk to me.
The devil is a wicked devil. This young lady here has been afflicted with short-sightedness.
Was afflicted?
Yes, sir. Was afflicted. Thank you, sir. She said both people and words were blurry.
Both people
and words were blurry without her glasses. He said, but when she stepped into the church tonight and pastors started praying, she said she felt this strange joy within her spirit. Then she started crying. Then she started laughing. Then she started shaking uncontrollably. He said afterwards, her eyes started seeing. That her friend also was there, so she could tell. Corroborate the story.
Come. The eyes of a prophet. You can see clearly now. Talk to me. Bring my mic. You can see clearly now.
Yeah.
Talk to me again. Talk to me again. Raise your hands and worship Him. Everywhere. I will take all the testimonies. Write them down. Go back. Because of time, go back. We will take your testimonies later. Everybody will rise on your feet. Worship. Worship.
For I taste and I'm seeing your goodness, and I do in the power of your presence.
Put it on the screen. Put it on the screen.
For I've felt the depth of your mercy. For I'm your love. For I taste and see. For I've felt.
trace of lumps anywhere, no lumps. I checked it and I saw it.
The lumps are gone.
Disappeared.
They will never return again. You have made every bit whole. There is someone saying, when will I share my own testimony? The Lord said, I should tell you, today is your day. Today is your day. Somebody shout hallelujah. Who won't serve a father like you? Freely. 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 You know, there are miracles that we could check now because of the physical nature of it. But much more has happened here. You're going back home to good news. What the devil planned has been thwarted. What he ordained has been annulled. No weapon fashioned against you and I shall ever prosper. Now, caution, while you rejoice, you must stand in your faith. If the enemy comes and tells you, you felt a little thing again, you have lost your miracle, shout, I walk by faith and not by. Stand your ground of faith. One person will give up, not you. Not you. Every miracle, as we take the communion tonight, you have received, is preserved perfectly in Jesus' name. No one who received the miracle today will lose your miracle. In the name of Jesus. So make sure you partake of the communion. But before then, I want to talk to you about the greatest miracle of it all. What God wants to give us is not just healing. Not just open doors. Not just favor. The gift of Himself. That's what He gave us. Every head bow, every eyes closed. If we are celebrating the gifts that He gave, imagine the giver Himself. He gave His Son, Jesus. Today, when we take this bread and bless it, and we take this wine, it's because we are commemorating the sacrifice He made. He didn't sin. Man sinned. Man sinned. But He took the sin of man and the judgment that was supposed to be, and He died our death that we might live in righteousness and in Him. Today you hear this word, do not harden your heart. Do not harden your heart. If you have not given your heart to Jesus and you want to do that, you want to receive this sacrifice and receive eternal life and receive the gift of the Spirit, or if you have done that and you were backsliding and you want to rededicate that life to Him again, I want to live for Him. Make sure everyone you're standing. If you want to do that, raise your hands. I want to see you. Not sitting down, raise it. God bless you. Raise it well. I see somebody trying to raise and then put down. Can you receive salvation ashamed? How can He confess you if you're ashamed of Him? Be bold. Raise it until there is somebody by your side. Raise it all over the gallery, wherever you are. Raise it. Now pray this prayer after me. Say, Heavenly Father, I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, that He was buried. On the third day, He rose again. Say, He rose again. I believe that when He shed His blood and He died, it was for my sins to be forgiven. I receive the forgiveness of my sins. And when He was raised from the dead to a a new life is that I might live again in Him. I receive that eternal life. And I receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Restore my peace, joy, even in the Holy Spirit. I now boldly declare that I am forgiven. I am saved. I am born again. I'm a new creation in Christ. I am now your righteousness in Christ Jesus. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become near. Anoint me and use me for your glory. All the days of my life, I dedicate it all to you. In Jesus' name. If you prayed that prayer, say a big amen. Amen. Father, I commit those ones into your hands. They are the apple of your eyes. You're able to guard them. Keep them from the evil one. And keep them from the evil path. You're able to sustain them and to uphold them with your hands, that they may not stumble. Keep them from falling. And present them before your glorious presence on that day of Christ. Lord, baptize them with your spirit and with power and with fire. Use them for your glory. Where they were a mess, make them a message. Where they had seen shame, make them a name, a fame, and a praise. Thank you, Father. Thank you. For what you do is excellent, perfect, and enduring. I give you praise. It is done in Jesus' name. Love songs. Let's welcome these ones into the family of God. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much for listening to this message by Pastor David Ifechukwu. Follow us on any of our social media platforms using the handle @MyLambWorld or contact us at 806-275-3311 to purchase and listen to more life-changing messages by Pastor David Ifechukwu.